ladies and gentlemen, it's the Hawk coming to you live. It is a Friday night, 7/5/2024. It's the fifth day of July. And I'll tell you what, we're in a situation to where the weather warfare is ongoing. All right. Now, I knew when the Russians were going to come into the Caribbean for their so-called drills, all right, I knew that that stuff would be up. And then also the Chinese are down there, too. And then I'm also in looking at the Mimic, M-I-M-I-C. If you look at it, you're seeing the stuff come out of Africa, all right? Seeing it come out of Africa, and that's where the Chinese, the Red Chinese, have traditionally been doing and sending storms one after the other, okay? So they are taken out, and then, you know, the Red Chinese are part of the New World Order, you know? Part of the New World Order. They got the banks there. They got everything owns into that. They borrow the money from the big banks in New York and London. And they own allegedly own Red China Joe. And if you really want to know the truth why Hunter and Red China Joe are not wanting to get out of there, and Hunter's kind of herding him along like a herd dog now, is they'd like to get another big lug out of the Red Chinese so then they could retire in, you know, in that wonderful money in some kind of a Caribbean banco or a overseas bank in terms of cash or diamonds or gold or whatever it might be. And not going into the checking accounts of all of his children. But there's other ways of doing it, you see. I mean, I remember that Hillary and Bill had, what, 1,400, 1,500 different Caribbean accounts, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. So anyway, and then Hunter would like to get commuted sentence or pardoned or whatever. But after he goes to the tax trial too, he'd like to get both of them zeroed out. So I don't know. I still think that what you're going to have to see here is you're going to see them try to do something to keep Trump out of the winning the election. And you might see it as martial law, as I said. You might see it martial law or because of World War III. And you wouldn't have to have elections then. And then Joe would have to stay in because you had martial law, right? Or he could, if he wanted to, give it to Kamala, all right? But it'd be martial law, and then that would be, of course, that would be an interesting, you know, thing, like Obama did. And I'm trying to find that piece of paperwork because I wrote it up there back a few years back. New executive order signed by Obama effectively creates structure of military governors for martial law. January 12, 2010, Old Hawk wrote it. One must read this closely, but when it dawns on you that 10 governors to be appointed by the president will perhaps soon correspond to the 10 FEMA regions and effectively will be under the Secretary of Defense and hence the president and assistant of regional military governors over all states, not just the states they might be from. You might just experience a chill up your spine. Note that then all states in the essence would have been taken over, at least on paper, by the president and will be administered militarily. And there was a whole section there that you can read up on. I'm not going to read the whole deal because you get the gist. You get the gist of it. And the fact is that they're going to have to do something because they can't let it win. They either got to steal the election, allegedly, or they have to blow out some kind of the stock market or the economics, and that's probably not going to happen because they don't want to do that. But if they do that, they would like to have it done by the war. Now, what's upcoming? Duh, NATO. NATO's coming to the United States. So Biden is sticking in there until NATO because they could go ahead and go to war into World War III, in a sense, against Russia. All right? And really go after him. And then that would cause martial law and he'd have to stay in as president. You might think, well, that can't be. Well, yeah, it can be. It could be. And then the fact is that the Russians are still off the coast, and they could launch on the United States, all right? But meanwhile, if you're doing weather warfare, then what you're destroying is you're taking out the Midwest, the wheat crops, the winter wheats. You're taking out spring planting also in terms of some things in the Dakotas, different spots. All I can tell you is that where I'm at, this Kansas City metro area, had about 11 inches of rain in about the last week or so. Last week or 2 weeks. About 11 inches of rain, and just too much. We were down, but not, you know, I mean, it's like, whoa, that's too much rain. You know what I'm saying? And then now you're going to have, you had all kind of a foot of rain, 8 inches, 10 inches, 12 inches of rain, you know, in the upper Midwest. And then that's going back and forth towards the Ohio Valley and across the Great Lakes. I mean, this is all starting to hit real hard, and it's weather warfare. So if you take out 1 million chickens, 1 million pigs, or, you know, if you overflow the banks of all kind of rivers in Iowa and do all of that, you take out a power grid station, substation. And then now they're going to hit Texas with Beryl now after they hit all the Caribbean islands and Jamaica. But they sort of miss Cuba, you see. Where the Russians might still be at, and where the Red Chinese are at, and then you got the lords. You had the old Russian lords, Sigint stationed there. So this thing is really at the point of Wild Weasel, World War III, all trains leading to Function Junction. But let me take a chance here right now and just talk to some people that, God bless, Diamond Springs, California. God bless you. Thank you. All right. And also, I wanted to pray also because I know that Lady J in the Blue Ridge and the Smokies, Lady J broke her wrist. And Lord Jesus, will you go and will you touch Lady J right at this time period? Lord, will you touch her wrist? I know she's had it in a cast. I don't know if it's still there or not. But Lord, will you mend the bones and will you heal it for her? Will you restore her back to her full strength and all the musculature and ligaments and all the things in the wrist and bring her back with the full mending of the bone in the wrist? In your name we pray, Lord Jesus. God bless Dunlap, Iowa. Hampton, Iowa. And good old Amarillo by morning. God bless y'all. And to Pelham, Arkansas, God bless you. Townsend, Montana, God bless you too, brother. Cullahy, North Carolina, God bless you. Harrisburg, PA, bless you as well. Oh, I'll tell you what. I thank the Lord Jesus for all the assistance that he provide. Keep old Hawk in the game against the Lucys, striking Lucy in the chins and in the chin and in the shins and upside the head with the Louisville Slugger. I think that this Hurricane Beryl going to hit Texas landfall about Monday. And that's going to come up in Oklahoma, and I think probably, Arkansas and Kansas as well. And I think then that'll get picked up by the jet stream. And I think it'll go east, go east into Missouri and into the Illinois and what have you. And into the Ohio Valley once again, you'll start to see the repetition of the pattern. But, the other thing I was – seeing also, because there's a lot of talk about it, Brother Quayle, stevequayle.com, Quayle.com, of course. The Space Brothers, the Fallen Angels, the UFOs could also be another thing that they could bring in to land, you see. And I think something like that will happen, or perhaps in the midst of the war, you will see that happen. All right. Now, not much changing in terms of the stock markets and all of that. As far as that goes, it's up, down a little bit, up a little bit, down a little bit. You know what I'm saying? And let's see what the precious metals are for today. You can go to stevequayle.com and you got Renaissance Precious Metals. You got a real good site you can click on for it. And incidentally, if you need gold or silver or palladium or platinum or what have you, Brother Quayle can get it for you. Call him at 406-586-4840. 406-586-4840. And if you get Steve, he can take care of you. Or Tyler, his son. Tyler does a lot of the business with the gold. So whoever he gets, you tell him Old Hawk sent you. And then gold today up $36.39, $23.93.76 for gold, up 1.5% today, $36.39. Silver up 73 cents today, or 2.38%, $31.30 for an ounce of silver. Now that's incredible. I'll tell you what. I remember when it was about $4.50, and here is platinum. Platinum up $35.10, $10.38.24. Now, that's when the stock market, all three of them, the Dow, the NASDAQ, the S&P 500, up nominally, all right? Some percentages, 1.5%, 2%, 3%, that kind of a stuff. So I don't know, man. I think we're getting ready to possibly, with these metal prices, you're seeing people buying up the real money. And you also got to realize that if there's going to go to war, there's going to be economic war against the BRICS, Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa. Now, if you've got that going on, then you're going to have some dollar problems. Then people are going to go into the gold and the silver. the crypto is great, except when you have one EMP, then how do you get your money out of your warm, cold, or, you know, hot dog wallet? You know what I'm saying? And that stuff is so complicated that who knows how much you really got, or if you get it out, or if you can get it into actual currency or actual gold or silver. And then that was done to bleed off the money into the crypto and make it really big time, you know, in terms of gains. But only the big boys can get it out quick and do get it out on a periodic basis. And then the average person doesn't even know how to really go about doing it. I've never even tried to do it because Brother Steve Quayle told everybody years ago, 30 years ago, if you don't have it in your hand, you don't have it, okay? You don't have it in your hand, you don't have it. And it's going to be come a time here where you'd rather have a stack of silver or some pre-65 U.S. 90% silver coins, which are always good too, or gold. And, you know, I mean, gold is incredible, but I always tell people, you know, hey, if you don't have the big money, get the 10th ounce, you know, get the 10th ounce gold. Pay a little premium for it, but nothing wrong with that. Have a 10th ounce of gold. And that allows you to get into it at a different thing, or a quarter ounce, or a half ounce, what have you, or the full ounce. The platinum, excellent as well. All of it. The precious metals are the precious metals. And piece of paper, twice removed, as far as that goes. Piece of paper showing that some other company that you own shares in or a portion of owns certain stocks, which are piece of paper or bonds. And you got to balance your portfolio, I'm telling you. I understand all of that. But the one thing that most people have not done, or some people listening to this show have done it, and listen to Brother Quayle have done it for all these years, is that if you don't have a year's supply of long-term storage food and canned goods, okay? If you do not have that, I'm not talking about storage in a deep freeze, and that's good too, but I'm talking about in the can or dehydrated, freeze-dried foods or dehydrated foods. If you do not have that, and water stacked in blocks, water blocks, or barrels, you know, to reconstitute the freeze-dried and dehydrated foods. You got to look that up and pay attention to that. And then you're going to need water purification or water filtration equipment, like the British Burke belts or the Berkey lights or what have you. Now you can still get the Celsan original British Burke belt filters, which are ceramic and carbon filters, which are excellent. All right. But think water, water purification, think long-term storage food. If you do not have that, you do not have canned goods, then get some money out of one of those accounts that you still got somewhere and buy you a year's supply for your family or 2 years, all right, if you can. If you have a 3.5-year greater tribulation, would you want 3.5 or 4 years of long-term storage food if you could? Canned goods. 3 years of long-term storage food, another year's supply of canned goods. I think you might want that. Because, you see, a can old anymore, beef stew, that's a ration for one person for a day. One ration, not one meal. That's a ration. You could eat that big can of Denny Moore, you could be good. If you had a can of chunky soup or Progresso soup, the big ones, and eat that, that would be a ration for a day. If you had two of them a day, ooh, doggies, with a little bread or some crackers or pilot bread or what have you. I'm telling you, you'd better be prepared with food and water purification. And then in order to keep it, because what are you going to do when the hurricane comes inland? What you going to do? You're going to have to control and protect it as well, are you not? If things get so bad, or if you get into an EMP, knocks out the power grid, or the Red Chinese, oh, this is breaking right now. Urgent warning issued from after a train carrying toxic materials has derailed and exploded in North Dakota. Okay. Train carrying toxic materials derails and explodes in North Dakota. And that is just wild weasel stuff right there. And then they never know. They never tell you exactly, do they, as far as things go. They don't tell you as far as things go, do they, about how about who did it, or how did it happen, or how did it occur, or how did it derail. Oh, somebody put the penny on the track, I guess, huh? Well, I'm going to tell you what. All of this stuff is ongoing. And there's so many Red Chinese commandos. There's so many Russian Spetsnaz. There's so many Iranians. So many other Muslims and Tajiks. And this one and that one and the other one. People from Mauritius. Different places like that. All the Muslim brothers, all the Russians, Red Chinese, bringing in their little backpacks. And then all the Red Chinese ranches and stuff that are being done, and the battery plant in Michigan, and all the different things. And all under Red China Joe, they're just exploding up, don't you know. Letting them in here left and right, and the other. Letting them in left and right and the other. You know what I'm saying? Oh, ladies and gentlemen, you better get some gold and silver too if you can. Anything that you can do to diversify and get it in there, you need to do it. I'm just telling you to do it. And why is that? Well, we could read it to you many, many more times, but I'm going to tell you what. What does Jesus tell you? Matthew 24, right? Jesus tells you in his own words, and that's the words that you need to be paying attention to, rather than all of the TV news about Joe Biden, all right? And what he's going to do or not going to do. But if you read Matthew 24, you will get it. You will get the idea. And here's the key phrase. For then shall be, verse 21, for then shall be great tribulation, such as not since the beginning of time of the world to this time, nor ever shall be. And except those days should be shortened, there should be no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. but it doesn't say for how long, and it doesn't say who's going to be dead or what have you. Because, you see, it's nation shall rise against nation. Kingdom against kingdom. You shall hear wars and rumors of wars. So there's going to be wars, okay? There's going to be wars and rumors of wars. That you be not troubled, for all of these must come to pass. But the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. And there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. Then they'll come in for you see. Then they're going to come for you. And if you read Luke 21, you get that real easy, because that's basically Jesus saying it a little differently. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to tell you what. It's coming to pass, you see. Coming to pass. JP Morgan Chase warns 86 million customers poised to pay for bank accounts in massive overhaul, that there's going to be an elimination of free services. So the bank's going to start charging you for all your free services. Well, what's that? Checking, different things, check your balance, online, what have you, okay? And, you know, fact is that if you don't get some of your money out and you get you some of your, get you some of your, long-term storage food, and you know what else? Don't know. Okay, let's see what we got. Oh boy, ladies and gentlemen, I'll tell you, the wow weasel is rolling, and the trains are all going to Function Junction. So the fact is that if you're not ready to go, I don't know what you're going to do, what you're going to eat. When the thing pops goes the weasel. Then you're going to have to fight for it, you see, or try to take it. And then you're going to have to, if you've got it, you're going to have to protect it. You're going to have to protect it. I'm telling you what, firearms, I heard Red China Joe say up in Madison today, he's going to go for assault weapons ban again. He's going to go for try to take the guns. And they're getting ready to do that. And I'll tell you, in a martial law, they'll do that in a heartbeat. Do that in a heartbeat. Just decide it. So if you do not have a firearm, or if you need another one, you better go get it. See if you can get it at the, you know, somewhere, because he's going to go also universal background checks. But what they mean by universal background checks, you may think you already got it. But what they really mean about that is that if you give your gun to your child or your grandson, he's got to have a background check. You got to have a background check. If you try to buy it where you sell it, you advertise it in the thrifty nickel or the shopping paper, whatever it is, you say 22 rifle or 12-gauge pump for sale, you know, $100, $200, whatever it is. then you've got to do a check on the person you sell it to. They've got to do a check on you. And then it's got to be handled by a, you know, it's just crazy. And it has nothing to do with the Second Amendment. All right? And I'm going to tell you what, they're trying to take away the First Amendment all over 4th of July and just kept hearing and hearing. And the day before, listening to the news. And I do a lot of that right now because I'm trying to deal with my breath issues and being able to breathe and the severe lung disabilities I have. And I can talk because the Lord Jesus has preserved my voice. But also I can have oxygen that goes into my big nose and big head, and that keeps it up here. But in the chest, in the lungs, I'm not getting as much as I normally would. I can't deep breathe. You see what I'm saying? I can't get it because of the cancer. And if you'd like to pray for Old Hawk, and I can use all the prayers. There's been a lot of people sending me the cards and letters saying they're praying for me, and they email me at radiohawk777@hotmail.com. And I haven't been on that as much as I could be or would like to be, because I'm just trying to stay breathing and stay resting and try to heal up and have let the Lord Jesus remove this. But I'm telling you what, if you want to pray, Lord Jesus, I pray that you will provide me a medical miracle. Remove this cancer from my body. Restore me, body, mind, and spirit, back to most optimum health possible. Restore the cells structure. Restore the bodily organs functions, Lord Jesus. In your name I pray. Yes. And I thank all of those who are praying for me. Because I'll tell you what, I'm fighting for the fighting to stay in the game. In all ways. More ways than one. In all ways. You know what I'm saying? Consequently. Any assistance is most welcome and needed. Let me tell you. Most welcome and needed. You can send a card or a letter. Also, say hello. But if you send something, put a little, put some Federal Reserve notes. Easiest. A little bit of gold, a little bit of silver, platinum, or a check or money order. Send it to Hawk, H-A-W-K, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. And more, Lord Jesus, return it to you 12-fold, ladies and gentlemen, 12-fold. I understand that 12 is like one of the magic numbers in a sense. 12 disciples, you see. All kind of 12s. All kind of 12s. It's like a number that is the number that stuff then can be revealed when you have 12 disciples. When you don't, you may not get the revelation from the Lord about what's going on. Most interesting. But I will tell you what, you can see who the mouthpiece for the AC allegedly is. The Pope excommunicates U.S. Ambassador Vigano, Bishop Vigano, saying he's guilty of schism. And Vigano allegedly had some evidence about little boys and a certain pope from Argentina, okay? Allegedly. But I'll tell you what, Brother Quayle's new video, new movie, Earth in the Crosshairs. If you've not seen the trailer, I think you should see it at stevequayle.com. Watch the video trailer. You can click on it. Video on demand will be available August 1st. And then on the August 18th, the DVD itself. Once you order both, because then you've got it. You've got it, and it's ready to go. And you can watch it quickly on the first. Earth and the Crosshairs, the interdimensional gates of hell have opened. I agree with that. You can also sign up for Steve Q Files 2.0. And I'll tell you, you won't be disappointed in that. Mag earthquake. It's off of Vancouver Island, amidst of a series of shock, just after a day of 4.4 magnitude. That also could very well be earthquake weaponry. Okay? This is hitting in a lot of different places, you see. Hitting at places where you've got U.S. Navy bases and submarines and different things, Canadian areas near Vancouver. And then here you go. New British Labour Prime Minister. He and Red China Joe get together. But watch when the NATO comes this coming week. And then you got the Republican Convention. Now they postponed the sentencing of Trump until September, apparently. And I hope that just goes bye-bye, but it's no guarantee that it will. So it's just crazy things, all kind of stuff happening. And if you've seen the map, just look for the map of all the food processing plants that have burnt or been destroyed or hit in a tornado or have exploded or closed down or they've been wrecked or whatever. There's a whole map of it. Thousands. Multiple hundreds of them, at least. I didn't count them all up. But probably a thousand or more. And consequently, food is going to be one of the keys. So I'm telling you, long-term storage food. Mountain House, Alpenair, Wise, whatever it is, Four Patriots, this Patriot, that Patriot, any of the kind of things that are available. And you can see a lot of that. You can see a lot of it online, but you can also see some of it, like the Mountain House and different stuff in the camping areas of Cabela's and Bass Pro. You could go out there, and if you live there and you can get it on the hoof and walk out of the store with it. Then you got Costco, you got Sam's Club, you got all the different things, Walmart. Walmart I don't find as good as the Costco or maybe the Sam's Club. But also, just go to the regular good big grocery stores that are discount, have lots of stuff on sale. And I'm going to tell you what, if you had 30 cans of Progresso soup or chunky soup or Denny Moore beef stew if you had that on a mixture. Well, that's 30 days ration for one person. So I don't know. You're going to have to figure out how to do it. But if you can do nothing else, like I remember the college student down in Wichita, that for years I had said, if you do nothing else, just buy an extra can or two of chunky soup every week when you go to the store. And back then it was, you know, $2 or $3 or whatever it is. Today it's probably $5 or $6. I have no idea. Forget what it is, but I would just buy it. I don't even look at it. Throw it in the cart. Put it in the whole deal. But that right there, well, as he said, before too long, I said, store it under your, you know, under your bed or in the closet or wherever in your apartment or your dorm room or what have you. And he said before too long, he had 6 months worth of food underneath his bed and in the closet, you see, in terms of canned goods. At a can a day for a ration of a chunky soup or a Progresso soup. And that's how quickly he built it up. And he was a college kid going, you know, working on the bachelor's degree without a lot of money, you see. And yet at the same time, he had enough to buy an extra can of chunky soup a week. And that's just how easy to start. And you start with it. If you only get one or two or three, before something happens and you've got 3 more days of rations you can eat. I tell you, you're gonna cherish this stuff at some point in time. And then the fact is that canned goods kept in a cool, dark place, you know, long-term storage food kept in a cool place. Up on pallets, by the way, if you can get a wooden pallet and put it up on that or, you know, stack it up somewhere on a pallet. Don't put it on your floor. But that will last a good long while, you know, 20, 30 years for this long-term storage food. And then I'm going to tell you what, canned goods last a long time. Not what they say on the top, as I've told you many times before. I talked to a big canning company representative back at the Y2K, and I said, what is this date on the top of the cans, your cans? And he said, that is the date that they can guarantee to the government that the listed ingredients in terms of on the back, the listed vitamins, minerals, and what have you in terms of percentages, that is the date that those are good for 100%. So 2 days later than that date, you might be at 99% of those nutritional values. Maybe you're still at 100%, but the fact is they can guarantee it at that time. That is not when the stuff goes bad. Because I'll tell you, it's kind of interesting. There was grain, wheat, as I recall, certain wheat that was stored back in the time of the Egyptians, all right? And that wheat was found in containers, probably those some kind of jars or something. And the wheat was still good. And they took the seeds and replanted it and replanted the seeds from the wheat shocks. And that wheat grew. That wheat grew in modern era from the time, and it was perfectly good. Now, you can't guarantee all of that, but I'm going to tell you what. Just keep buying the food. Keep buying the ammunition, because the ammunition is going to go bye-bye so quick, you won't even be able to get any. Firearms will go bye-bye. You won't be able to get it. And then try to get something. If you can't do it, if you don't have the money to go to the gun store or go to a gun, you know, an event where they got a lot of guns at it, gun show, where you can buy directly from the seller, that kind of stuff. that see if your grandpa or if your uncle or your brother-in-law's brother's girlfriend's daddy's got an extra 12 gauge pump or has an extra 22 long rifle. I don't even care if it's single shot. I mean, whatever it is, a 10-22 with a small magazine. All right. That's what I think is a good one to get, a Ruger 10-22. But even if it's just a 22, no problem there. You can get the 223 a little bit bigger, all right? Very common caliber, but I'll tell you what, there is nothing wrong with 30-06 or a 308, all right? But the 30-06, you can get it as a deer gun too, that's fine. That was what was shot in the M1, was a 30-06. It will take stuff down. It will take a big game down. The 308 is the more modern equivalent of it, or similarity to it. Pistols, 9mm, 40 cal, 45 caliber pistols. Magazines, whatever it is you need, I think you should invest in that, because I'll tell you, I've seen many times you could get more than 30 or 40% per year in terms of ammunition cost, in terms of an investment. Remember when 22 long rifle went up through the roof? Incredible. And it's still high relatively compared to what it used to be. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is a preparation time again. What do you think if you're in the military also, that Red China Joe is going to not take money from the Chinese again if he can get it through Hunter Biden, don't you know? And the fact is, all the Russians, Chinese, all of them coming in, they're letting them in. Letting them in. And they're going to take towns, rural areas. They're going to take over oil wells. They're going to take over water wells, gas wells. Try to get the cropland, all the different things. And then if they blow some 9 or 10 key power substation, there goes the entire power grid for the United States. And I guarantee you they know which substations they are. They take them out with weather warfare. Oh, well, that's great too. Take them out with an EMP. Well, that's great. Take them out with the small commando raids. However it is they do it, they're going to try and do it. They're going to try and do it because I'll tell you, all the European military bases, U.S. military bases are on alert. But who knows really what happened in Maelstrom the other day, all right? You know, that Maelstrom story is kind of an interesting story, but I do recall in the past that some people tried to take out a Maelstrom at one point in time, tried to take warheads out. And allegedly, some of them may have ended up down on the tarmac down in Louisiana, nearby where the B-52s roll out of down there, the bombers. And they were taken allegedly by a dark dove hunter. Old Nick, Dark Dove Hunter Cheney, his crew, they wanted to start the World War III with Iran back in those days. And we had back then also the Mighty Men and Women of Valor, the MMV. certain people in the deep background, the dark side, the backside, heard about the fact that there was nuclear warheads down on the Houston Ship Channel. And they were on certain vessels. And that they were there and they were using them as bait to bring in the MMV, and then there were going to be an attack. Well, the MMV went down there, they got those warheads off of a boat in the Houston Ship Channel, and there was a firefight. But because of the warning of the attack, and it was other U.S. military were attacking them, but it was U.S. military under the command and control of a CFR guy, Council on Foreign Relations guy. And the MMV fought them. But they got the warheads and didn't let them go on out to blow certain plants on the Houston Ship Channel, because that was going to be tagged off on the Iranians. You see, this whole deal is just wild weasel. And then I'll tell you what, God bless the old boys in the Crossroads who picked up another capital murder killer out of Mexico. Picked him up alongside the road and made sure he went to the jail. God bless you down there. Y'all better get ready to get your raincoats on down in the Crossroads, because I'll tell you, something's going to happen. This thing is just too close, and they cannot let Trump win. They're not going to let him win, and Trump will win if they just play it the right straight away. So allegedly, they got to either steal the election, they got to bring on World War III and do something like that, bust out the stock market, the banks, what have you, with a BRICS deal, or they got to have the knockout of the power grid. Are you going to have some kind of a deal where the UFOs start landing? And maybe all of the above. Maybe all of the above. So once again, Steve Quayle, 406-586-4840. You tell him that old Hawk sent you, and he can get you gold, silver, palladium, platinum, whatever you want. Sign up for the Earth and the Crosshairs video. Sign up for the Steve Quayle 2.0, and you'll be blessed by it. And for the kiddos, you can always take them and click on the Gen 6 Giants section up at the top of his page and take them there, and you'll find all kind of information about giants. And the kids love all that stuff. That's for doggone sure. All right. They all love all of that. Oh, man, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to take a quick look at Mimic here, too, maybe. Let's see what we got here. I'm looking at Mimic, and Mimic is just, that's rolling on in. It's rolled on into Cancun and the Yucatan and rolling into Mexico. Barrel. They're calling it barrel. I always thought it was burl, but anyway, I guess that is barrel because it's barreling in, huh? But there's a whole system, you see, that's then feeding the system that's coming in down from the jet stream kind of a thing that's feeding through Kansas, Missouri, Illinois, Indiana, into the Ohio Valley, and then out east into Pennsylvania and what have you. And then that's a circular kind of a flow, you see. Circular kind of flow. And then there's more coming behind Burl or Barrel. But that's a big storm. It was up to 165 mile an hour. Now it's down to about 100. But as it goes across, after it goes into the Gulf again here, which it's doing, it's going to pick up speed, and it's liable to hit the Texas coast at least Category 3, maybe Category 4. And then it'll go north, and in Texas, Oklahoma, Arkansas, Kansas, Missouri, that kind of area, possibly a little tinge in Louisiana. And then it will go eastward in the flows of the rains and then huge amounts of rain. Huge amounts of rain, ladies and gentlemen. So you don't want to go into their Luciferian night without a fight. I'm going to tell you what, don't do it. If you look at all the other domains here on this stuff too, if you look at the domains, you'll see some very interesting things. Let's see what's going on in the Indian Ocean. MIMIC-TPW version 2. It's University of Wisconsin. Mimic. Big action. Big action in the Indian Ocean areas. Big action. Big amounts of rain and stuff. And storms. Yes. Incredibly large. So the weather warfare ongoing. Big time. And then I'll tell you, I was telling you last week that they were had the surveillance blimps up over Righty Pity Pat, Central came out of Pennsylvania and over into Ohio, and they had all kind of surveillance to watch out for. I think they were looking for possibilities of commandos or people to hit. Don't go into their Luciferian knife without a fight. Stand for the Lord Jesus. Stand for your Bill of Rights. Stand for your house, your farm, your family, your business. Mighty men and women of valor, use your high technology to strike blows against the enemies of the Lord Jesus and against the people of the United States, the Bill of Rights people, okay? Mickey Lapua. God bless you. Fandango Rangers, I know you're ready. Road and track and little L. May you keep up with your Muay Thai ways and your ninja ways and your target practice. And you tell your daddy hello. He's a good one. And your mama too. May Lord Jesus protect you against all evil out there. Go out and prepare, ladies and gentlemen. If nothing else, get another can or two of Chunky or Progresso soup or Denny Moore beef stew. But get something to eat and get some extra water storage. Lord Jesus' name I pray. And don't forget, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, PA 17067. Good night.